Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, JoJo White. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Firpo Marbury. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Firpo Marbury. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The right fielder, Ivar Swanson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Red Kress. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Durham. And now, play ball. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to second. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone takes first base on ball four. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. Swanson moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Haas chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Hayes. Hayes fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Hayes. Rogel moves all the way to home. It's 4-1, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury strikes out. Two outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes White. The throw from Berry and he is out, Hayes applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Owen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Owen reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Owen scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stone moves to third. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Walker steals second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Rogel reaches third base with a triple. Stone scores. Walker scores. It's 7-1, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Davis now playing first base. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0 for 1 in the game. Marbury strikes out. 1 out. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Owen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marbury fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Berry reaches second base with a double. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Berry scores. It's 7-2, Tigers. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-2 in the game, with two triples. He's got two RBIs. Rogel hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Firpo Marbury is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marbury is 0-for-2 in the game. Marbury hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive towards short. Rogel catches it and throws to first to double up Appling. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Owen hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Carl Fisher now pitching. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stone hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 triples. He's got 2 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling can't make a play. That's a base hit. Walker scores. It's 8-3, Tigers. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogel moves to third. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Owen bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. 1 out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. 2 outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swanson. Stone reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 9-4, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stone moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb pinch hits for Red Faber. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb moves to second. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grubb scores. Haas moves to second. It's 9-5, Tigers. Chief Hogsett now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Swanson moves to second. It's 9-6, Tigers. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Swanson moves to third. 2 outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 4 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Appling moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Swanson scores. Appling moves to third. Kress moves to second. It's 9-7, Tigers. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Kress scores. Dykes moves to second. It's Tigers, 9, White Sox, 9. Art Herring now pitching. Earl Webb pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Lyons now pitching. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 triples. He's got 3 RBIs. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kress. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hayworth bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to third for the out. Rogel moves to second. 1 out. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Rogel moves to third. 2 outs. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. White hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10. With the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Swanson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single and two triples. He's got three RBIs. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring is 0-for-1 in the game. Herring hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The Tigers will come to bat. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 4-for-6 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Swanson hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the White Sox 9. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, two triples, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Rogel takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Appling hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 9. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.